Yeah, okay, so we left off with the shitas. We're trying to find the shitas. So the first shita was Rashi. According to Tosfos. And I mean it's Rashi, the Rambam, and the Rif. Ignoring the possibility that Yom Shlishi is different according to Rashi. Right? Straight pshat. That the Rambam, the Rif, and Rashi, that you need the regel to start in order to be masik the shiva. And nothing is mutta before the regel. So the question was, what's the difference between the regel, what's the difference between shiva and shloshim, right? So Tosfos says it's chometve. Yeah. So first of all, though, what do you see from the fact that you can be mevatel before the regel, that it's possible to be mevatel before the regel?
By shloshim.
That what? That apparently it means that it's not just the yom of the regel that's mevatel, right? But cover the regel is mevatel, right? Like Rashi said on the like the Gemara earlier, where it says gzeiros batlu. Right, or the way the other sheet is with the Gemara we did with Shmini was Shabbos Erev Regel. So they covered a regel. There's a Maisa. There is a covered a regel on the Erev Regel. That's when the time of covered a regel is. So covered a regel is Mevatel Shloshim. So why isn't covered a regel Mevatel the Shiva? I mean, that's essentially the question, right? So what do you say? What do you say? That Tosfos is Chomer Tvei. Avelus, what does he say again? He says that the Isurim of Avelus Shiva Chomer Tvei. Yeah. Okay, so say it like this. That the Matir is covered a regal, right? Covered a regal is the Matir. So covered a regal demands what? Demands that in the anticipation of the regal, you have to prepare yourself, right? Now, what's the din of shloshim? What's the din of shloshim? Now, so in other words, you feel like this: that regel is demands certain types of activities, certain nihugim. You have to be knowing a certain way because the regel is coming, right? And shloshim really is the same type of a thing in a retrospective way, right? That because of the misa, you're still under the influence of the event, and you engage in certain nihugim to continue the tsar of the event. So in that sense. You could look at them as like terms. You understand? So there's a conflict. There's a conflict of equal types of activities. And on the one hand, you're involved in the hugim of tsar over the past, and on the other hand, there are activities that are demanded in contemplation of the future. So we can say that the nihugim of the regel will be mevatel the nihugim of the shloshim, okay, because they're equal. There has to be one nihug of the in terms of the nihugim. We can say the nihugim of kavod are mevatel the nihugim of tzar.
And they trump because they're equal. Why is one?
That's what the chacham decided. That regel is mevatel shloshim. So once you say regel is mevatel shloshim, so then that means that the nihugim of the regel will be mevatel the nihugim of the shloshim. The nihugim of the regel can start before the regel. Okay, let's leave it there for a minute. But by shiva is chomer tvei. What does it mean shiva is chomer tvei? I think what you're saying is correct. Shiva is chomer tvei. It's not simply nihugim. You understand? It's chomer tvei, meaning to say that in order for the regel to be mevatel, it has to be a matter of the nihugim of the regel can be mevatel the nihugim of the shloshim. But by Shiva, it's not simply mihugim that he's chayav in. He's in a different state. You understand? So, what's going to be mevatel the state? There's nothing that's counter. There's nothing now. There's no contrary state that exists now. You need a contrary thing. You need something contrary to it to be mevatel it. Right? So by that's what he means by the avelus is chomer tveya. Avelus is not simply niug. It's the state itself. It's the state of avelus belev, if you want to go that far. Right? So therefore there's nothing what is mevatel that is the state of simcha of the regel, but that's not here until the regel starts. Yeah.
You're saying that it's like there are two different things. There's the activities and the state. Can you give an example of something that would be mevatel the state of
Yeah, yantif itself. Yantif itself.
Now he's in a new state.
That's right, because there's simcha sa regel. There's a mitzvah of simcha of the regel. Yeah, well, that's the Rav Shir, and if you take a look at that Shir over there, and the Zecher Ravi Mori, you know that that's his big chiddush over there. That because he says there's really nothing in Maisa, there's nothing really incompatible. Why can't a guy be not wear shoes on Yantif, and he could do all of those things, but what's incompatible is the kiyum of the Gavra Belev. You can't have a kiyum belev of avelus when simultaneously with the kiyum belev of simcha. So that's why one is mouth of the other. But shloshim is similar to the shloshim is really just a niug. It's really nihugim. He's no longer really in the state of avelus. He should continue to be mitzdayer over the past. Avelus is really the present. It's really the present. It's the state itself. The state only a new state is going to be mevatlet. That's the regel itself. But shloshim and kavod regel are both nihugim that are reflecting on different states. One is back and one is forward. So now you can say, well, now is the time to look forward. So that's it. You're just going to stop the activities of the of reflecting on the past. But they're similar, so they can be involved with each other. Yeah. Which is right. I don't want to overstate the case over here. Okay. I don't want to overstate the case. I don't want to say over here that it would be impossible to say that he should shave, that he should bathe in the Erev Regel. Okay?
By Shiva.
All Tosus is saying is, why is there a difference? So he's saying, because some Nihugim are simply Nihugim, and some activities and Isurim are Akiyim in the present state. So he's saying, now all Tosis is showing you is why you can be mechalek. Saying, how can you be mechalek? Because by Shloshim and Kavod HaRegel, the activities are of the same sort. Okay, one is in retrospective, and one is prospective. Is that the proper word? So then they can say one is docha the other. He's saying, but they don't say one is docha the other when by avelus of Shiva. Why? Because over there it's not simply an isser of rechitza as a niug. The maisa, the isser of rechitza, is part of the kiyum of the present state. So they're not going to say that a niug, a prospective niug, is going to be mevatel the present state. That's all he's saying is, he's just trying to explain, it's chomer tvei. What does chomer tvei mean? Chomer tvei means that there's a deeper kiyum to the thing than the maisa per se. It's not just a preparation or a remembrance. It's part of the actual state right now. So that type of a niyug, they're not mevatel for preparation. Yeah, in the end of the Rush in Chav Vav, the problem is what is grammatically? What does he mean? Dib bi'avelis shiva chometvei. What does it mean? Dib bi'avelis shiva chometvei. That with avelis shiva chometvei. We were learning it that avelis shiva itself is chometvei, but the end of the Rush he says hichmiru yoser. In other words, that the rabbanon were more machmir by avelis shiva. But that's because they are more machmir by Yisurim not to be docha the Yisurim that have to do with this with the shame oval itself, as opposed to Shloshim, which is an effect of the shame oval. But yeah, I mean they could have done anything. They could have done anything. Just explaining why were they more machmir over there. They're more machmir by the Shiva because that has to do with the shame oval. Yeah. Okay, and that's what the Bahag agrees, apparently. That it's lav dafka shlishi. It has to do with the Yisurim of Avelis itself. So it doesn't matter what day it's on. Any day of Avelis, the covered regal is not going to be mevatel. Okay. Now, but what about the second shita? That's a very difficult shita. It's hard to understand the second shita. Because what's he saying? He's saying you have to wait till mincha time, right? At mincha time, everything is mutter. That's in the Haggah, in Haggah's of the Rush. Right, he quotes that Shita. But he uses the funny Lashon over there. He says, Achar tfilos mincha da'amdu menachem me'etzlo v'sholem aveluso. Strange idea. His avelus is over. His avelus ends when they get up. But the problem is like this. If he's just going to say, kavod haregel is matir, why dafka close to mincha time? Why dafka close to mincha? Right, he's not saying kavod haregel is matir. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. He's not saying kavod haregel is matir. He's saying somehow the avelus is over. I mean, but what ends the avelus? What ends the avelus? The regal is not here yet. Right. It's a strange thing because the only thing that's going to end the avelus is the regal. So either you're going to say the regal itself or kavod haregel. The only problem is the regal doesn't start until sunset. And kavod haregel is really all day long. You know what I mean? Alright, it's true that he says by Shloshim you should do it towards the end of the day too. But that seems to be it should be Nicker. She says the Ravi also says it should be towards the end of the day. But we don't hold that way. I don't think we hold that way. But that still is a din that the kavod haregel is going to be mevatel the shloshim. But over here he's not saying that. Over here he's saying that it's mutter because the menachemim get up. Just a difficult shita. Yeah. Right, and it's not really that the avelus is over there, like we mentioned the other day. You don't see the shloshim starts after mincha time, right? So what's the difference between mincha time and the whole day long? Yeah, it's not clear that the Rabbeinu. It is true that the Haggah there mentions the Ravi holds also to shave until what is it? Until Ad Erev. It's not clear that's what the Tosus holds over here, because it seems that's his mechalik between Shloshim and Shiva. That. Seems he's dafka learning over here by the Shiva, it's Ad Erev. Just by the Shiva, it's Ad Erev. I was thinking like this, that he agrees that Avelis is Chomer Tvei. You had something to say?
Yeah.
You good?
I was just saying, he does agree that it's Chomer Tvei, but he needs to have a certain, the Yentif only comes when it has the, like, the the ability to define his day. Like when he's involved in the velos, then he's going to be and he's in the hilgim, or he's going to define his state, right? And that's his state is always going to be over velos. So once all the people get up and it's mincha time, then it's already a transition. So
right, but why are they getting up? I mean, his velos not over. I mean. I saw, and it said in the name of the Rav that since you could accept Yontif early, at that time, it's like part of Yontif already. It's a little safer on Avelis in Mipia Shmur. It's worthwhile to pick it up if you are interested in learning the area more. But it's a strange Torah. But I want to say it's still defined as like, now it's defined like Yontif time, because it's capable of being Yontif. I thought that's what you were trying to say. I thought that's what you were going to say. It's capable of being Yontif. But I was saying like this, that he agrees that avails is chomer tvei. And in the morning, you could do a maisa of kavod Yontif. It's true you could do a maisa of kavod Yontif. But a maisa of kavod Yontif is not docha, the iser of avails. Right? So what's the difference between what's the difference between doing Maisa Kavod Yontif in the morning and by Mincha time? That is a little bit of a difficult answer, but maybe just discuss it, see what you think. Turn it into something better. That maybe like this. That it's true. There's a Maisa of Kavod Yontif all day long. The only thing is, it's always optional all day long. In other words, it's that the person chooses to engage in it now. As long as it's optional, it's just a Maisa Kavod Yontif alone. And the Maisa of Kavod Yontif is not Docha, the state of Avelis. It's not Docha, Isurim, that come from the Yisurim that have a deeper nature, you know, are not nidcha because of a maisa of kavod yontif, right? Like the Tosfos is saying, like the Rashi is learning. The only thing is, maybe it was like this: that as yontif approaches, everything that you pushed off now becomes necessary now. And in terms of the gavra, it's muchrach. Now, there's a difference between having an overall responsibility, but having the freedom to choose when and how to do it. Then those activities are just maisei kavod. But when the day is ending, and the responsibilities remain, now it becomes a chiyuv in the gavra per se. In other words, now he is a gavra of kavod yontif. In other words, he's different than Rabbeinu than the first shita. First shita held that kavod yontif itself per se is not enough to be docha the present state of avelis. This shita of the Ravon is learning that it's not a problem that the maisa. It's not a problem that the Maisa is forward-looking, and the covet and the Avelis is a state. The problem is that it's always just a Maisa of the Gavra. I don't know what I'm. If he can pick and choose when to do it, right? Then it doesn't have the same quality. As it doesn't have the same quality as the Isurim of Avelis. No, the Isurim of Avelis are necessary. Right. So a necessary thing can't be nidcha because of a chosen maisa.
The fact that the necessary happens is from the fact that it's a state.
Right.
But any other necessary thing.
That's right.
That comes from the fact that Yom Tov was approaching.
Correct.
Would put on the same level to be nidcha.
Correct. He doesn't look at the nature of the underlying. He says you don't look at the nature of the maisa. You don't look at the nature of the maisa. One is related to a state, and one is related to a preparation. You have to look at the characteristic of the maisa. Meaning, is it a necessary maisa or not? And then so in the morning, it's not necessary. Because you can do it later.
Right. You don't have to do it now. Something has to get done.
In other words, in terms of quality or nature of the Maisa, that's the first way to look at it. You say, well, what's the nature or the quality of the Maisa of Avelis? Well, that's a kiyum in the state and in the shame of Avelis. And what's the nature and the quality of bathing? That's a kavod to prepare for Yontif. Right? So qualitatively they're different. Okay? Qualitatively they're different. Now it's getting really close to Yontif. Well, still, the quality doesn't change. The quality doesn't change because it's getting later. Right? No, the question is, what changes because it gets later? So if you're looking in terms of quality, right, in terms of quality, the type of action doesn't change just because the time is late. Right? So if you hold Chomer, that the Hechmiru Tvei, or however you want to, Chomer Tvei, because it stems from the present shame as opposed to a preparation, then it's never going to change. And the only thing that's going to be mevatel it is another present shame. That'll be Yontif itself, right? I mean, that's really, the Rif really says it clearly. I mean, in his Lashon, he really explains it, he says, the Rif is the Shita like Rashi. Like I'm saying now, that the nature doesn't change, that you need another state, right?
Right.
He says, regel hu demafsik le'avelus, right? Ein mutter lirchot adichayel regel. You have to wait for the regel to be chal. The mafsik is the state of the regel, and the regel is not chal. But maybe the second sheet in Tosus is saying that it has to do with the character of the Maisa. But some actions are optional and some actions are necessary. Okay? Do you hear the chiluk between the characteristic of the Maisa and the quality of the Maisa?
Yep.
Right? So he's saying that Avelos is a necessary activity. Right? Because the cause is present. The cause is the shame and the shame is constantly present. So you always have to do it. Right, but a Maisa of Kavod that has a long time to do it in has the quality of being optional now. Has the quality of choice now. So a Maisa that has the character of choice can't be Mavatal a Maisa that's Mukhrach. But comes Mincha time, everybody has to leave because they are forced to get ready themselves. Now the covet is mukhrach upon you.
What does that mean, mukhrach?
Forced. So then they're the same. In other words, I'm trying to show you, everyone has to get them to be equal.
Right.
But equal in terms of what? Okay, I think that's it. The last sheet is the hardest, I think. The Ramban and the Ravid and the Rush. That they hold the pick and choose. They hold you pick and choose. That what? The Ramban says clearly, if you get a chance to look at the Ramban, he says clearly that really Shiva is knowing the whole day. He says it clearly that Shiva is really never over. The whole day is still Shiva. It's still Avelis Shiva. The only thing is, you're allowed to do things that you cannot do on the regel. But anything that you can do on the regel, you can't do because it's still Avelis. Now, the other shittas are looking for a time when Avelis ends. So Rashi holds it doesn't end at all. And the other ones hold it ends when Kavod HaRegel becomes the preoccupation of the Gavra. That's what he means, it's over. Because he has a new... just to tie up that last piece, what I was trying to do initially, I sort of morphed, I see, in the middle of the presentation. I was trying to bring it back to the Gavra, but I guess it's the same thing. Mukhrach means it's a din in the Gavra at this point, right? So now the Gavra is a Gavra of Kavod HaRegel. So now he'll be mashlim. The Gavra of the Regel of Kavod HaRegel really starts over there, and therefore that obliterates the Gavra of the Shiva. No, it's not as good. You don't like that one? All right, because I was trying to say, what does it mean that the Avelis is over? Why does it mean that he is mashlim his avelos? Let's think about that for a minute. Okay, I was trying to say that when the maisa is optional, so you're not a gavra of, you're not defined now as a gavra of kavod arego. You just have you have a maisa that has to be done, and you can choose when to engage in it. Right, but when it becomes necessary right now. Now it's a shame. Now it's like a shame in the gavra. Is that not? I have to think about that. Let's think about that for a minute. I have to think about it a little more. But it's mashma that way. That's what he's learning. Is what? That's why the avelus is over, because in the morning it's just a chi of maisa, like a netilas lulav. You have a chi of the netilas lulav all day long. You can do netilas lulav. It's not a shame in the gavra though, but when it comes towards the end of the day, now he holds that it becomes like a chovas agavra. It's like a shame in the gavra now, and now he has a new definition. He's a gavra of kavod arego. I have to think about it a little more, but then that's what's going to be mashlim his avelus. But he's not going to start shloshim because he's not really ending his avelus naturally. It's the new shame of the gavra of regel that's mashlim. It's really like the gavra of the regel starts before the regel because of the necessity of kavod regel. But according to the Ramban, he holds that the gavra never, the avelus never stops. So I really don't know how to define the Ramban that well. Maybe you had an idea. I mean, he seems to be learning that it's not kavod regel that's mevatel. That's mevatel the ma'isa. It's like the bittel of simchas haregel. There's anything that was, what if you can do rechitza on the regel, so that's not kavod haregel, right? Now he's saying, let's say you couldn't do rechitza on the regel, right? So then he'd say you can do rechitza erev regel. Why? Not because you want to be mekayim kavod haregel, right? Because kavod haregel you can do even if you. Kavod regel is always before the regel. Even if you could wash on the regel, it would be kavod regel to wash on the erev regel. But it seems like he's holding that if regel is mevatel the avelus, then you cannot be then avelus can't cause you to be mevatel simchas yontif. And if a guy had to enter into yontif unwashed and couldn't wash the whole yontif, then it would come out that avelus is mevatel simchas yontif. Now he holds the chiyuv of the mitzvah, all the mitzvahs of simchas yontif are mevatel mitzvahs of shiva. Not in terms of the state of the gavra, it's not a din that regular is mevatel avelus in terms of the gavra. But he's saying mitzvahs simchas haregel is mevatel mitzvahs of shiva. So you can pick, you can isolate. If this mitzvah shiva will be mevatel mitzvah simcha, then it's nitcheh.
Does he have a different concept of the other as a gavra though?
I don't know. I have to think about that. See, I saw he wanted to say that according. He wanted to say his question: if you could do these things in the morning, like the kibbutz or the rechitza, could you do them in the morning? So I don't remember where I saw. Maybe it was the Karen Ora. He wants to say from his mashma. He wanted to make a machlok out of that. I don't know. He wants to say his mashma from the rush that you can do them in the morning, but his mashma from the Ramban that you couldn't. I don't know what to say. Yeah. No. Right. That's what I wanted to clarify. That's what I said in the beginning. I don't want to overstate the case. In other words, even though avelus shiva is a state of the gavra, right, and there are isurim, that doesn't mean that if you knock out one isur, you knock out the state of the gavra. It does not mean that. All it means is that these isurim are of a different quality than a stam maisa of kavod haregel. That's all it means. It doesn't mean that since avelus is akiyam in the akiyam belev, and one of the isurim is rechitza, that does not mean that if you do rechitza, you're mevatel the akiyam belev. Doesn't mean that, huh? It's not necessary to say that. All it's saying is that there are certain things that facilitate the kiyum b'leiv, right? But the surim are structured in a way to facilitate the kiyum b'leiv. But it doesn't mean that that the whole kiyum b'leiv is bottle if you washed, because it's the kiyum b'leiv. There's certainly surim that are conducive to that kiyum b'leiv, but they're not the definition of the kiyum b'leiv. They're not absolutely. It doesn't mean if you lose one, you lost the whole kiyum b'leiv. So it just means that the nature of these isurim is different. The nature of these isurim is different. So you're not going to be docha. An inferior type of a maisa will not be docha. Something that's superior to it in quality, but apparently the Ramban holds that I'll give you. Yeah. I don't know. I have to think about it. Well, you could say the other way. That you're right. In a chanami, it's going to be mevatol the kiyum b'leiv. The only thing is, just like on yontif, when there's no kiyum b'leiv, you still have the isurim. Just because you have a matir to do one iser, that will undermine the kiyum b'leiv. That doesn't mean all the other isurim are batal. Now, is the isurim, according to the Ramban, I believe, is of the opinion that Dvarim Shebetzina is no egan yantif. So according to the Rav, he's of the opinion that even without the kiyum b'leiv, there still are isurim, right? So it could be what you're saying is right, that because of the mitzvah of Simchas Yantif, you're going to have to be mevatol the mitzvah, the iser of Rechitza. Well, not of kibbutz, for instance, right? But that doesn't mean that all the other yisurim fall off. But it's not mashma that way to me, because he compares it to zekifas hamita. I don't know. I have to think about it a little more. All right.